Welcome to the Gear Vlogs Automotive Podcast, your go-to source for the latest updates and insights in the automotive industry. I'm your host, Mario Gear, and in today's episode, we delve into the diverse range of topics shaping the automotive landscape. First up, we explore the heartwarming initiative of the National Auto Body Council, where recycled vehicles are being presented to deserving families and veterans. Join us as we uncover the impact of this noble endeavor on both communities and the automotive sector. Next up, we shift our focus to the timeless Ram 1500 Classic and its enduring significance for the brand. Despite its aging design, this legendary pickup truck continues to play a pivotal role, captivating enthusiasts and maintaining its relevance in the competitive automotive market. Then we delve into the efforts of Lincoln dealers as they navigate the challenges of selling down the surplus of model year 2023 vehicles. From the strategic initiatives to innovative marketing approaches, discover how Lincoln is adapting to meet the demand of today's concerning consumers. We also discussed the recent development at Ford's Oakville assembly plant, where the company faces pressure from the union to clarify plans amidst reports of potential delays in EV production. Stay tuned as we analyze the implications of these decisions on Ford's electrification strategy and its future in the automotive industry. Lastly, we explore the exciting announcements from Holley Inc. as it reveals its shift to Holley Performance Brands. Learn how the strategic move aims to protect the company or propel the company forward and expand its influence across the high-performance automotive aftermarket sector. Join us on Gear Vlogs Automotive Podcast as we unravel the stories behind the headlines, providing you with unparalleled insight into the dynamic world of automobiles. Today I'm reporting on the heartwarming initiative by the National Auto Body Council. Recycled vehicles are being donated to families and veterans in need. This program aims to provide reliable transportation to those who have served our country or are facing challenging circumstances in their lives. The NABC is partnering with insurers, collision repair facilities, and auto recyclers to refurbish vehicles that have been salvaged or written off by insurance companies. These vehicles are then presented to deserving families and veterans during special events across the country. This initiative not only helps individuals regain independence, but also highlights the importance of recycling and giving back to the community. Through this program, the NABC hopes to make a meaningful difference in the lives of those who have sacrificed so much for our country. By providing reliable transportation, they aim to alleviate some of the burdens faced by families and veterans, allowing them to focus on their well-being and future opportunities. It's a commendable effort that showcases the automotive industry's commitment to social responsibility and support for those in need. A while back, I had a similar idea of doing something similar, you know, back when the Copart's ISSA, you know, insurance auction trends were in full force. And my thinking was possibly find like a low budget relevant vehicle that could be a good transportation vehicle and get it up and running roadworthy wise, and finding a deserving individual. And my thinking would be like a single mom needing a vehicle, you know, getting back on her feet, whatever. And this kind of stems back from my days of when I was a technician, Ford. So I asked you guys, the audience and listeners, or even possibly corporations, if you're listening to this podcast, would you guys be interested in helping sponsor some of these reconditioned builds for caring people, individuals, be veterans, single moms, families, what have you? Unfortunately, I'm not made of money. I'm being honest with you. And I'm not really putting my hand out. Well, Yeah, I just did, but that's joking. Yeah, would you guys consider doing something like that? Kind of be like putting my own sweat equity into the situation. So yeah, let's move on to the next story. On our next story, we're looking at the enduring popularity of the Ram 1500 classic pickup truck. Despite its age, this model continues to be a significant seller for the brand, defying conventional expectations in the competitive truck market. With its robust performance, reliability, and affordability, the Ram 1500 Classic remains a favorite among truck enthusiasts and buyers looking for value. What makes the Ram 1500 Classic stand out is its combination of timeless design and modern features. While it may lack some of the bells and whistles of modern, newer models, its tried and tested engineering ensures that it can tackle tough jobs with ease. Whether used for work or recreation, this truck continues to deliver the performance and versatility that drivers demand. Despite advancements in automotive technology, the Ram 1500 Classic proves that sometimes old favorites still have a place in the market. With its enduring appeal and loyal customer base, this truck remains a testament to the lasting impact of quality, craftsmanship, and reliable performance in the automotive industry. So yeah, tell me what did you guys think about on that one. Personally, me and my technician, we had a fleet customer who had a fleet of the Dodge Rams, be the 1500s and the 2500s HDs. Frankly, yeah, I loved working on those things, doing the routine maintenance and tune-ups on those things. Granted, yeah, you know, replacing 16 spark plugs on those Hemis, but hey, what do you expect? Platinum plugs and whatnot. And also didn't look forward to when I had to do the transmission filter service on those. That one, let's just say, was a little bit 50-50 on whether or not I was going to be drenched in transmission oil when I dropped the transmission pans. But hey, we've all been there, right? Comment down below if you have a similar story on all servicing a vehicle. Let's hear it. All right, let's move on to the next story. Lincoln dealers are ramping up in incentives to clear out the remaining 2023 models facing an oversupply of these vehicles. Lincoln is offering attractive deals to entice buyers and make room for upcoming models. With discounts and financing offers on models like the Aviator and Nautilus, Lincoln aims to stimulate sales and streamline inventory. The move comes as Lincoln seeks to maintain a competitive edge in the luxury vehicle market. By incentivizing the purchase of a 2023 model year, the brand aims to keep its lineup fresh and appealing to customers. With the automotive industry evolving rapidly, Lincoln's proactive approach reflects its commitment to adaptability and customer satisfaction. As dealers work to sell down the surplus of 2023 models, consumers stand to benefit from significant savings and attractive financing options. Whether seeking a luxury SUV or sedan, now may be the opportunity time for buyers to take advantage of these incentives and drive home in a new Lincoln vehicle. So yeah, what do you think about Lincoln on that? It's like, okay, SUVs, but I wonder if it's been a while. Do they even offer the Lincoln, the version of their pickup truck based on the F-150 design or whatever? Would you like to still see like a luxury version of a pickup truck from Lincoln? Frankly, yeah, that would be me, but that's just me. Yeah, that'd be interesting. I wonder if they, if Lincoln's got plans to do a all-electric pickup truck based on similar to what Ford has on the Lightning, but in the Lincoln name brand plate. Yeah, comment down below what you guys think on that one. Would that be something you'd like to see? Yeah, let's go on to our fourth story. In the latest automotive manufacturing development, the Union for Applying Pressure on Ford to Clarify Its Plans for Electric Vehicle Production at the Oakville Assembly Complex, amidst speculations and uncertainties, the union seeks clear communication from Ford regarding the future of EV manufacturing at the facility. The automotive industry undergoing a significant shift towards electrification, such clarity is crucial for both the workers and the stakeholders. Ford's Oakville Assembly Complex plays a pivotal role in the company's EV strategy, with significant investments earmarked for transforming the facility into a hub for EV production. However, questions surrounding the timeline and scope of this transaction remains unanswered, prompting the union to seek clarification from Ford management. As the automotive landscape evolves rapidly, transparency regarding future plans is essential to ensure alignment between company objectives and workforce expectations. With Ford facing production challenges and the industry undergoing transformation, the outcome of discussion between the union and Ford management will have implications for both the company and the broader automotive sector. As stakeholders await further updates, the focus remains on achieving clarity and concise consensus regarding the future of EV manufacturing at the Oakville facility. Yeah. In recent news, I heard that Jim Farley, Ford's CEO, had supposedly made an announcement that he was going to be putting their electrification strategy on hold. So it tells me kind of that Ford is probably wanting to don't leave all their eggs in one basket, so to speak, and so they're going to possibly go into the sector for internal combustion engines or a variant of it of somehow, or hybrid version of it. Well, at least that's my opinion. Comment down below what you guys think. Okay, moving on to the next story. In a strategic move, Holley Inc. has announced its shift to Holley Performance Brands. This transformation underscores the company's aim to expand its influence and presence across the high-performance automotive aftermarket sector. With Holley Performance Brands, the company seeks to accelerate growth and enhance its position in the evolving automotive industry landscape. The rebranding initiative reflects Holley's commitment to targeting a broader auto market. By transitioning to Holley Performance Brands, the company aims to appeal to a wider range of customers and solidifying its position as a leader in the aftermarket automotive sector. This strategic evolution aligns with the company's vision for future expansion and market protection. Take two. The rebranding initiative reflects Holley's commitment targeting a broader auto market. By transitioning to Holley Performance Brands, the company aims to appeal to a wider range of customers and solidifying its position as the leader in the aftermarket automotive sector. This strategic evolution aligns with the company's vision for future expansion and market penetration. Holley Inc. will continue as the official corporate name, with the enterprise maintaining its listing on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol HLLY, as Holley Performance Brands prepares to roll out its new branding and update its visual and marketing assets. The company remains focused on driving initiatives, meeting customer needs, and satisfying the forefront of the automotive aftermarket industry. So yeah, what are your thoughts on today's stories from the National Auto Body Council's rebuilding charity efforts on repurposing salvage vehicles or written off vehicles to families and veterans? What are your thoughts on that? What are your thoughts about the Ram 1500? Have you owned one, or have you considered getting one? What are your reasons why, if you were in the market for a pickup truck, would you consider a Ram 1500, new or used? And if so, why? Comment below. Then, of course, we have what the Lincoln dealers are doing, trying to move model year 2023s off of their lots to make room for the new inventory to come in. So, you think the auto industry or all these dealerships will ever play catch up after, the strategic supply chain issues and delays of manufacturing these vehicles during the lockdowns? Your thoughts. Then, of course, what do you guys think about the Ford Union, the UAW unions and Ford, about their concerns about Ford's electrification strategy, whether or not it's going to be a mainstream thing, or they're going to be putting on back burner of being on hold until the rest of the infrastructure comes into place. And of course, Holley's, going Holley brands, creating Holley performance brands, creating a unique name for their product line. And up till recently, a few years ago, I didn't even realize how large Holley was and how many different companies or other brands that they've put under their own umbrella, so to speak. I was actually recently surprised a few years back to find out that Holley had a stake in ownership of the BMW tuner company Dinan Motorsports. So that was like shocking news to hear. Yeah. So if this is your first time here to this podcast, listening to it, thank you for listening if you made it this far. If you haven't considered it yet, please consider giving us a follow, subscribe, and comment down below and share this podcast out to your friends. Now, if you're a Apple user and you're listening to this podcast via Apple, be sure to give us a ranking, whatever star ranking you think. Leave a comment on this podcast. That'll help our standings within the rankings on Apple Podcasts, as well as any other podcast for that matter. If we get some engagement from you, the listeners, to help promote this, so that way we can find a broader audience to, share our what we're doing. And like I've said before, if there's any particular stories that you'd like to submit, feel free to put them in the comments down below, your suggestions, or look me up on my website for my contact information, where you can reach out to me with any comments or suggestions, and hopefully I'll receive it, and maybe you'll make it onto the next episode. Contact information where you can reach out to me with any comments or suggestions, and hopefully I'll receive it, and maybe you'll make it onto the next episode. So, thanks for your time.